Man, like, made a grave mistake there. I mean, an awful.
Things that I get rust, and I notice yours is rusting.
Yes, sir.
Most all tools
that are good metal will rust. Do it every time.
I thought if they're bad metal.
No, sir.
Good metal rust. Now you can get stainless steel, but stainless steel will not last.
Stainless steel, huh?
Stainless steel won't last any better than that will. It'll cost you 6-8 times more. See, I want to tell you about it.
I need time for that thing.
Oh, I see. I thought maybe you had a good one.
That's the bad one, man. 98 cents, they said it. That's bad.
Well, we're coming right down to the old nitty gritty now.
Yeah.
I guess you noticed that, though, don't you?
Didn't you ever take any courses
and
anything?
Never did. I did a bad thing. I spent all my GI money fooling around with a farm.
Yeah.
And I know more about farming than the man that's trying to instruct me. That's right, I ain't kidding. I was born and raised on a farm.
Yeah.
And what he was trying to tell me,
yeah.
He was, a lot of times, you know, and he was a man, he had a lot of book learning. What is this in here?
This. This just rock.
No rock.
I had a microphone stuck on there, and just had that, you know, keep pushing over.
I was just wondering if we could build up something here to work over this stove. You know, use that same board, just flop that board around.
Yeah.
And if we could build up something, this stove here to hold it. I believe.
Oh, you can put it on here.
I'm a little. You reckon that? I guess that'd hold. You see, that's about too short, though, guy. You see, the board won't reach that far. The board won't reach across there to get over that stove.
Yeah.
Unless you find a long board.
How you want it? I can find you as long as you want. I got 14-foot board out there.
Well, now.
Come out here and help me, and we'll get it.
You see, here I could use.
Come on, I'll show you.
I could use.
Where's my hat?
y'all on?
You just gonna make 5x5 fence?
Right.
How many bars?
4. Let's see, now, we were talking about making a table across here. Oh yeah, that'll be fine. See, that'll be just right. We can get a block, right?
Yeah.
Set a block under there.
Yeah, and then I'll put a board on there to strip it away.
Well, while you do that, I'll be measuring out my tile. Let's see, I got to cut. What do you use this for?
For you?
Good. I can't remember. That's 8 3/4.
That's too big.
That's all right.
4 foot ladder.
That's a 5.
5 foot?
It ain't a 5 either, is it? It's too long for a 4. That won't work, I don't believe.
There we go, Mr. Moe. You think that's it?
I hope so.
I tell you what, I can go out that truck, get the thing. Staple steeples when it don't spell steeple. It spells staple.
S-T-A-P-L-E. You know, I forget how to spell it. I forget whether you spell it staple or steeple.
You spell S-T-A-P-L-E.
Yeah. Well, now these things you use on the barbed wire fence, are they staple?
That's staple. S-T-A-P-L-E.
Well, I don't know. I got to call them steeples, Willie.
Steeple is like, that's what it's like.
So I got the way I forget which is right. I don't remember which is right.
I guess I'm going to go ahead and use them. I don't like the 4-inch. I can't get them out.
Just shoot them out. Well, what's that got to do with that?
Well, it just falls in like a funnel.
Like a whirlwind.
If it starts over here, which is doubtful it will, it won't start there because there ain't much load over here.
Oh, I see.
Your load is in the center.
Oh, I see.
All right, and well, your light's going to hold some of that, but say right in here. If there's no light, if there's no light, it'll start right here if it's weak. Yeah. And it'll start coming down, and it'll come down just like a funnel in here.
Yeah.
And if your light's up there, it's going to start right in this area right here, because this is the least, that's the least holding power. You got more of it suspended out there on nothing.
And once that starts coming down, nothing you can do about it.
It's just going to, you got to start over here. No, you start over here, because that's where you finished up, and you tear all that out till you get back to where you're good with this.
That'd
and
be awful, wouldn't it?
Oh, you have to tear it all out and start back over.
It'd be harder to tear it out than where it's put out.
Yes, sir, that tearing it out thing. I had to think about it was the boys, you kind of got to situate this thing like this, and leave. The boys, I'm working on this house, and this boy, his mother says, send that boy up in that attic. It was hot the summertime. Send that boy up there and let him pull that wire across for you. I did. I called him. I said, now careful, don't step on that off of them layers or the rafters. I said, go to the ceiling joists. I said, if you do, you'll fall through. Got right over, crawled out from the utility and got right over the middle of the living room and fell through that darn thing.
Uh-huh.
Sure did.
I never saw that done, Willie.
Fell through it.
What size boy was he?
He was about 10 or 14 years old.
Oh, he's big enough to have a little weight.
Oh, yes. Never had it so good.
Now you're nailing it there?
Yes, sir. You have to nail it on the outside edge. See that? You can hold that. Some unearthly reason or other. And now it's down in the crack. I'm afraid of that, too.
Oh, that wood just.
See here, this thing here, I nailed the crack right there.
Oh, yeah.
And that don't work.
See, if I could cut them for you, and add them up, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? But if I cut them, that would be pretty.
I'm gonna let you take your ladders out. I done moved one of them. They, when I get up there on it, it bothers me. It's kinda tricky like.
You know, it's made out of cane from it.
Made out of what?
Cane pumice. You know that.
Now let me see, that acoustic tile is made out of what, was it?
Cane pumice. You know what a cane pumice is, don't you? The peeling from sugar cane after it's been processed in juice.
Yeah.
There's a... That pumice is left over. You know the old peeling, the pulp?
Yeah.
This is the pulp from sugar cane.
Yeah.
You know that?
No.
No. It is. I thought you knew that. One more, please. This side. Yes, sir. That's that old sugar cane. This is right here. That's all it is. Blue and sugar cane. Sugar cane pumps. Did I cut that wrong, boy? No, it goes just like that. I'm getting all through that. Yes, sir. It's very, 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 very delicate stuff. Gotta be very careful.
All it'll do is hold itself.
That's
it
right.
Won't hold anything up.
No, that's it. Well, nothing. Not nothing. Not nothing. It won't hold nothing.
Looks like they could have made it in bigger sheets, like they do sheetrock.
They do. It ain't no good.
It won't work. Oh,
no? No, sir. I cut that. I tell you what happens to it. Well, that will have to be 19 and a beep. 19 and a beep. 3/8. Well, we'll say 5/16. 5/16. I tell you what it'll do. It'll fall down. Works. But you can't make it hold with anything.
Yeah.
This used to be put up in this used to be put up in 16 by 32 blocks sheets. And it wouldn't be up a lot of times, a year or two, and it'd start doing like that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it won't hold itself.
It won't hold. That's the reason they come to this at 12 right stuff. They quit using 16 because people wouldn't buy it. So they had to go to a smaller sheet.
And you don't even like the 12 24. You'd rather have a 12 12.
I'd rather have, because you can nail it all the way around 12 inches.
Yeah.
And you see, instead of having that score there like that, it's scored there. Instead of being scored, it'd be cut in two. Mm-hmm. And you can go at every corner on that and put you in a steeple. Mm-hmm. Let's see, now this is the end I want off of this. That's the one with 19, 5, 16. Yep.
crayons.
Say who?
Get them crayons.
I thought that was geese.
I don't know where their headquarters is.
How do you get them in here?
I don't know.
Stuff up here's already cut down to some already.
Yeah.
Woo!
How about that?
How about that? That's it. Done cut the sound down already. Now look here. Did I make it? I'm going to stoop it.
You didn't allow for that little eighth of an inch thing.
Now that corner's got a cotton picking. Corner's rounded there, see?
Yeah.
Now there's a nail there, too. Fire.
Fire. Nope.
I'm gonna cut chunk this off. Fire so knife will cut. That's another thing, stuff don't just cut good, and when it does cut, it shows up your cut equipment.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Is that on saw or knife? Saw blade? Anything you cut.
Mm-hmm.
It's glue in it. That glue is what does it. See, it's the biggest part of it. It's glue. Start with.
It's made out of glue, but it won't stick.
That's right, it won't stick. Made out of glue, but it won't stick.
Now, where do you find out all those things, Willie?
Where do I, oh, man, this is, when they first started making this stuff, they had quite a rigmarole about it. And, from these salesmen around these places, these salesmen come in, you know, and they have, I used to be a dog for literature pamphlets. I get, you know, like tracts on various stuff. I read it. I used to be bad for reading anything. I'd be going down the road, you know, and I see a piece of paper on the road, I'd stop and pick it up just to see what it had to say.
Well, these salesmen have to bring they always had literature with them.
A lot of them do. A lot of times they a lot of times they don't, but most of the time they do. Well, we finished out that course. Now to break that joint back here, see? I've got to see what you do again. That helps to stout it, but we don't necessarily have to if you want to. No, we want to make that thing just into square pieces. Bang something. You can go out and bang that screen door and they'll really sound off.
Yeah.
They know that screen door.
Yeah.
They know that that lets the master out. That's right.
Bible says the horses, when Faye goes out, the horses speak, and when I go out, the cows speak.
Uh-huh. That's about right. Isn't it? 18. 7/8. 7/8. Once I get this thing here going, then we'll make hay. You can kind of both gone if you don't get that calf out of there quick.
A lot of times.
Oh, no. No, it was a little runny cow to start with.
No, it's a big cow, but she just been bred one in Big Bramer Bulls, which is putting out a big, stout calf. See what I mean?
Oh, she was a big cow to start with.
She was a big cow, but she was having a big calf.
Oh.
Say. But the first I was fooled with was a little cow with a little cow. That blame little cow.
Well, that's when I heard you talking.
No, this boy, his brother-in-law, he had old big cow. But this old big boy, Smith Brothers, had got over into his field and bred him.
Yeah.
So we had to take the calf from because she couldn't give birth to it. It's too big.
Well, now which one are we talking about now? That's a little cow.
No, a big cow. But you see, you got, Smith Brothers, they found out I was pulling calves, you know, that I'd do this, that I'd done it. So they bought this bull from someplace, I don't know now where. And they had these old-timey, small cock cows. They just couldn't give birth to a big calf.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had put a high 3 or 4 week for them. And that old boy come over there, you know, and of course, I was farming at the time. That's right, it's World War II, and I had a little time. I'd park my tractor and whatever I was doing, and I'd go over there and pull it. Well, how much was it? Nothing, nothing.
Well, how did the gentleman do it there when you were working with them?
Hmm?
How'd you do it, pull it when you was...
I never did work for them. They just come across
well,
that.
Well, that's what I say, but
I
mean...
I never did charge them anything.
When you're doing it for them, how'd you pull it?
Same way, with a rope and a truck.
You mean you sit down on the cow?
I have tied the head to a tree and then pull a calf and sometimes break the rope before I get that calf pulled out. But I ain't never lost a cow or a calf unless that calf had been in there a long time and the cow had been a long time. Now I have cut them out where there wouldn't be nothing but worms, so screw worm maggots in
there.
Clean out things, the whole uterus out.
Well, now when did you use the warm water, Willie?
I'd always put it on her before, you know, before I started working with it to make her relax. But it's surprising though how these things come about. You didn't plug your clock back up, and I don't know what time it is.
That is right there.
That clock, that don't run. Oh yes, it does. It's like one we got at home, though. It's all beat up.
Yeah.
You knocked it off the table because it's got plaster tape on it.
Yeah.
And several, she said, I just bought that clock the other day and you knocked it off. I said, yeah, if I was going fishing one morning, I wanted to get up early, and I reached over there and it was new, and I just hadn't got onto the thing. I grabbed for it and it was slick, and it stooped like that and it jumped away from me, and I grabbed for it again and it was sitting right on the edge of the night table and knocked it off on the floor, and the whole thing just come apart. I just taken tape and stuck it back together. I'll tell you right now, you're going to do a lot of bucking and jumping around. pulled out quite a few of them.
That's back after you got in the Army?
After I've come out.
After you come out.
All right, sir. Now we've got to move this thing back. Ain't that something? That's something.
That's something.
Just got to keep moving. Would you hold that up and I'll sneak this block here right out of the ground? You can get right there. I'll sneak this block out. Oh, this, no, this end. Then I'll sneak this block out, put it over here. That's right. Yes, sir, that was right after come out of the Army.
We could get another block.
I know, I thought of that a while ago, you know, just fooling around here doing this thing.
I don't know, I'm sort of mixed up on them towers.
Now, back then, sir, if this is going to last more than a month, I'd build me a scalpel.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beginning to get out there, I'd wear the tip over with it. Pretty soon I won't be able to use it.
I'll give it to you. Well, now, the first car you're talking about was a little...
That's where I learned to do this, on a little old midget cow like they used to have home there. Did you know? I thought I'd spoil that sheep, but I didn't.
Well, now, that little midget cow, she just had a... It wasn't a big bull with her.
That's right.
Just had a trouble. She just didn't have calves, it's easy.
That's right. I might as well make up my mind to change my sauce. Because I didn't measure on them little slats, and them little slats is bothering me. Of course, they ain't gonna come very often.
Well, you can cut them off. It's very simple.
I just cut these ones.
You can cut them. You can cut those slats off. That's easy. You got a little chisel?
No, but I just cut this one, and then the other should fall in. You see, I have one it will, and one it won't. One it will, and one it won't.
All right.
Been a veterinary. I
can get a chisel up there and cut them off for you. I can do that.
Oh, I'll bring it out for all her to stand. I went to long about the same time. I had this, daddy had this old mule. It was what I call Sandy. You know what a sanded mule is, of course.
I never heard of it, really. I'm ashamed to say.
I thought you was agriculture teacher. You an agriculture teacher?
I don't use that word.
But anyway. There we go, Mr. Mo. Handle one. Man told me, he said, if you give that mule a shot of, he called the name of stuff up, and said, old man down on Edward's farm's got a needle, and he liable to have the stuff. Well, Dad knew old man Jernigan real well, and he said, well, that's the only two will ride down there and see him. I said, all right, so we went down there to see the old man, and he told me, he said, all you gotta do is, ain't no need me to go up there, the mule sanded.
Oh, got sand in his stomach.
Yeah.
Collar.
Said, you just give him a shot of this. Said, you can give it to him. Yeah, I said, shoot, man, I think I'm gonna be a veterinarian. I was pulling calves, you know, and doing the first one thing. Nothing. I didn't have nothing. Let me use his needle to get a mule a shot. Listen, he wanted to be contrary.
Was that back about the same time?
Yes.
As out you got after you got out.
I don't think I had out. Same year. In 46. Come out there. Don't that make you scorn? Anyway, they all went up there and get me a shot. He said there's a condition there. If the mule does one thing, and by action, give him another shot. If he don't give him no more. I must have got confused.
Got it backwards.
Got it backwards. So I figured he wasn't doing like he ought to. I'd give him another shot. 15 minutes, he's dead as a hammer. Kill a good mule. So that dad's the boy says, you ain't as good as I thought you was. That one piece. He said, you just messed up and killed my good mule. So he goes down to get the old man to come up. The old man, Jennigan, he's kind of a horse doctor. He works for Mr. Edwards. Get him to come down and check me out. When he got back there with Mr. Jennigan, the mule man, view and done passed his whole gut. Come out, and a thing about that big around, about that long, all along with his gut, he passed all that. That last shot killed him. I mean, it just threw such pressure on his bowels, you know, to make that movement, it just killed him. And it was hard as a rock, guys. Just as hard as a rock.
I never heard anything like that.
Yes, it's just hard as a rock. That's called from cropping short grass.
Yeah.
This young flip crooked. Right up all of a sudden. But got Miss Jernigan up there. Miss Jernigan looked at the mule. That his first name was Frank. He said, well, Frank said the mule was dead already, but he didn't know. He hadn't fell down yet. Says when an animal's got that much sand in it, it's done petrified like concrete, says he's dead and don't know it. Says he just ain't fell down. So I didn't feel too bad about it.
Oh.
In other words, mule was, according to Mr. Jernigan, was past doing any good for him.
Yeah.
That cotton picking thing is setting back then. I don't like that. Every time I try to move a little bit, it all comes out. Ain't that something?
You know, I didn't realize if they don't fit, you get a crack in there, and a crack's noticeable, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And I got a crack there, and I don't know what's causing it. See, if that gut keeps continuing to stagger across that,
yeah,
it'll soon get so wide.
You got a crack the other direction.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna have to.
You want something to sit with?
No, I got something here, but I ain't got that so loose now until it don't hurt nothing to hit this part here with a hammer. Sometimes these pieces are not right. I mean, they're out of square. Just like plywood. Used to use plywood for scale or something, you know, 8 foot.
Yeah.
Or 4 foot or something square with another piece of this.
Yeah.
But you don't do that now, because it's allowed to measure 1/8 of an inch shorter than 8. It's allowed to measure anything in it. And it's surely not to be square. You can't depend on it being square.
Well, I never thought of that.
I use plywood for a square on a lot of jobs. Take a sheet of plywood and throw it down on a, like I was going to put this floor tile in.
Mm-hmm.
Take a 4x8 sheet or 4x4 anything. Just a scrap piece with a factory edge on it, throw it down there and get me a square to start my tile with. You can't do that no more. Because it won't work.
That's right.
It's too, well, you might find one piece.
But you'd have to square it out in the sea.
You have to do that, that's right. You just don't throw them down there anymore and depend on them being square. But that, horse business, veterinary business for the birds. It's for somebody else.
What that wasn't the mule that changed your mind.
One more, sir. I ain't got time to fool with them things.
I got flipping styles there.
No, I don't know. Actually, a veterinarian is, you know, that's really running off there, ain't it? Crazy, that's running off bad. Such a gain. How does that come about, you reckon? I got them on 12 inch centers. Shouldn't be doing that, and I've got them up.
Maybe the center's not 12 inches.
There's something about this old stuff here. See, that and that longer than the other one.
Oh.
Had to drive it up tight. See what a tight joint we got there? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be that way.
Golly.
That would get up. You had to square all your material.
You can't reach this in that little bit.
No, so we're going to have to tear down and rework it. That makes a good ceiling now. Hold it off there now.
Okay.
I might give it back one more. That makes a pretty ceiling now. That's good and cold. Good and snuff and not nearly so dusty.
Two quarters, maybe three, and now you've got to go do the rest of them for him.
I bleed. Bleed, he's a city dude.
No.
No?
Oh, no.
Was you raised on a farm?
I was just a little town like Magenta.
Oh, is that right?
And a farm, too.
Centerville.
Right in between.
One more, please.
Shoot.
You
want the lemon?
Yes, please. That's, what town? Centerville?
Mm-hmm. Dresden.
Who?
Dresden.
Dresden?
Yeah.
Dresden, Tennessee.
Dresden, Tennessee. Which county?
Well, that's a big place now.
No, it never, it's not big.
Well, I thought it was a big.
No, it's a little old county seat town.
You still,
still a county seat town.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you still go back there?
No.
No?
No, I haven't traveled much some time. But they come down here every now and then.
You allow them to come down?
Well, strictly. Business, got to go to shoes. My mistake is ever living there, leaving there, really. I'd have been a whole lot better off if I just stayed at home and not stopped started wandering and going off and trying to make a living. But I just stayed there and done what come handy.
Well, your mom and dad's not there anymore. Your dad and parents live?
No.
Well, you wouldn't have nobody taking care of
you. Well, I got a few relatives around there I could sort of put up with.
Yeah, well, could they put up with you?
Yeah, oh, we got along good though.
Oh boy.
I never was any use to them, but we always got along pretty good. A lot of times, you know, if you just don't ain't big mouth and things like that, you don't have to be useful.
Oh, now I see.
No, that's right.
What town is Dresden closest to the largest?
It's right. It's at the top of a triangle from Memphis and Nashville.
Oh.
And it's right up in that northwest corner of the state, and it's about 50 miles from the Mississippi River, and it's about 40 miles from that old earthquake lake. It was formed in 1812.
Real Foot
Lake, and that's where we used to do all that catfishing. That's the only sort of fishing we ever did. At Real Foot Lake, yeah. And there's a bluff there. There's a big bluff there where the delta, the Mississippi Delta, comes to a point up there.
Yes,
up there to Hickman. Yeah, so you can see where it does it.
That's Hickman down here? No, Tennessee.
Hickman's right on the edge of Tennessee. It's in Kentucky, but it's right on there.
Well, this is Hickman, Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a big bluff there. And that is the beginning of the end. That's the beginning of the delta. And right down at the foot of that bluff, they raise that high-priced cotton. Oh, it's beautiful. And you know, when last time I was there, they didn't raise much cotton. You see, they were quoted. And they had some of the finest alfalfa you ever saw. Now, we don't raise alfalfa down here.
Oh, no.
But my estimation, alfalfa is the best hay it ever had.
But that's what you got out in the barn.
Well, it's kin to it.
No, that's clover, ain't
it? Yeah. Well, alfalfa, I think, is a clover legume.
You know, I thought it was time to eat, but it ain't.
I don't like much.
Well, we're going to have to move back now.
Okay.
This will be the last time we can use this. Whoa. Let me get this stone. This is a rock stone. Y'all call these things stone in Tennessee?
No.
Huh?
That thing?
Yeah, don't y'all call a rock stone?
No, that's a block.
Look at that thing. What do you want to run out on? I thought you called it stones. Now, that's all we can do with that. This is too far off.
You won't go any garland.
No, can't. I'm afraid that thing will tip that heater.
But it'll go this way.
That's what I'm talking about. Tip the heater over.
Well, I just put it over here. Over.
Can't. It don't give me no room. You see, I can get maybe one on my. I can get one.
Well, that's all you want. You're gonna eat. You've got lunch on your mind.
Yeah. All right, we cut one.
Folks
do really, I don't think, but I've always, I tell you, I got caught The last time I had a fan belt to break, now this year, I thought that was rock candy then. This year's something unusual. And it would never happen this way again. You know down here at Ocala, as you come, you know what, you don't know nothing about Stock Market Road, do you?
Yeah, where the Stock Market is.
Well, you know that where that station is, way out the side of Ocala, that they got a little used car lot there, and the paved road angles off like that.
Yeah.
That's what we used to call Stock Market Road.
Oh.
Everybody from the north, you see, you could hit that road and go right straight on out the Stock Market and miss the whole town.
Yeah.
You didn't, there wasn't nobody living out
there. Yeah, I've been that way.
I was kind of had a sister live out on 200, which that road goes on across and hits 200. Used to go across and hit 200 and dead end on 200, that same road. Well, one Sunday afternoon, we'd been down a bit and then coming back. And just as I got to 441 now on the Stock Market Road, right where that station is there, that station stays open, used to stay open 7 days a week. I pulled up, then I heard something make a biffing noise. I said, well, I better pull over here and see what this is all about. So I pulled over there to see what it's all about. My fan belt was broke. Right there in front of the station, that's the last one I had to break.
Mm-hmm.
But I got out to fix it. The man come over there from the station, wanted to know if he could help me.
Yeah.
If I'd been on the road, I wouldn't have had a fan down, and nobody would have stopped. But the man come over there, just wanted to know if he could help me. Yeah. Well, yeah.
So you just took the warning.
That I tell you, when you have to buy another motor, that's bad.
Yeah, and you bought another.
I'd just rather buy a fan belt than buy a motor. Even so, you know, if you got a fan belt and hadn't got a wrench to put it on,
yeah,
and you can stop somebody, a lot of people got tools in the truck and car, see? A lot of people are mechanics. They put it on for a couple of dollars, which is cheap.
Save your motor.
It's cheap.
What kind of car was that where you burnt out the motor?
Oh, Chevrolet.
And you just kept going on a little bit, letting it cool?
I thought, you know, if I leave it cool a little bit, it'd be all right. Shoot. First thing I knew, I'd done warped that block all up. I hid it out.
You had to learn the hard way.
I learned the hard, hard way. I went down there to the man that I bought the car from. And he had an old car just like that. Some old woman had down there about Bellevue, somewhere, just had a wreck and tore it up. Had a good motor in it. And the old man told me, he says, I was only about 18 years old. First car I ever had. And the man told me, he says, well, he said, if you can pay. I hadn't paid for the car yet. I still owed some $40, $50. $10 payments, $10 a month. And he said, if you can pay all of your payments, I'm behind 2 or 3 payments. They still let me drive it though. So if you can pay off your payments on this thing and on time catch up these payments and pay off these payments, if you come down and pull the old motor out, you can have it.
Oh.
And that was the best deal I ever made.
Are you talk about lucking out, but when it was them posts, looked to me like you luck out all the time.
Oh, no, that wasn't so lucky. Look what it caused me almost to lose my girlfriend. And all that stuff and another. Man, good gracious.
You mean burning out your motor?
Oh, yes. While my motor was burned, another man was trying to make time on me, see?
Yeah.
While my motor was under the oak tree burning, then them folks were working on me.
Oh, you had to have, to keep you standing, you had to...
I had to get my motor unburned.
Yeah,
costing me.
That's a pretty small margin you had to play on, honey.
You ain't guilty. And no money, man. Hand me a stick of them staples, please. A man of my caliber with a burnt motor?
Yeah.
Shoot, man, that wouldn't work. I had to get that motor fixed.
Yeah. How long did it take you?
Oh, I flew with that thing 2 or 3 weeks. Poor man, I didn't have no money. See, I had to get gas, I had to buy this, and I had to buy stuff to put the thing together with, see.
And you didn't have anything to...
I didn't have no cash on hand.
Operate on.
I had to be paying for that motor, that car. $10 a month was hard to come by.
Gosh, yeah.
This is back in 1938,
940. Yeah.
On there, before the war broke.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Long about that time then. And my daddy... Never did believe in wasting anything. And I worked on various angles there, you know, trying to make ends meet. This thing is just right. My cotton picking glasses is in the way. That's all it is to it.
Can you see that?
I can see close up, but I sure ain't. I can't see a darn thing. That them bifocals,
mm-hmm.
When I look back like that cross, right on, when I go to look at that right there, it just crosses.
Yeah.
I can see better with them all. I start all over. Of course, I wasn't married then, you know, I stayed home when daddy was on my butt. About fooling with that car all the time, like, daddy's a hard day. What is here? Goat heads, got a nephew over there in that. He don't do a darn thing with food or car. Of course, I did. A little work once in a while.
But mostly you fool with a car?
Oh, no, man. When I fooled a car, it was at night when everybody else was going to bed.
You mean back then?
Yes, sir. I had to work in the daytime, plow mule.
Oh.
Now, back then. She didn't work with no car, not at my daddy, not at my home, while the sun was shining. If you did anything for yourself, you did it at night. And he'd jack you up about taking up too much time at night because you wouldn't be fitting to do a day's work the next day.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Well, how about that? That's right, buddy.
Yes, sir. Oh, I appreciate my parents. I really do. I couldn't no more. I can't go without my glasses either because I don't back my eyes and all that trash it gets now. Burning like all get. I just have to try to make out with that. This is the first of this stuff I put up since I've been wearing bifocals. I put all this stuff up 10 years ago, yeah. But I worked at that old car at night. Never will forget. Daddy had a Model A Ford. He was a Ford. He had the same Model A Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And he got, I learned mechanic. And I got my tail tore up. The old car wasn't running good. Having trouble with it, you know. Seemed like all the time. And, he'd set it up. Ah, I can't reach no more of them. Slide that down from the face. Anyway,
Well, your reaching capacity is limited.
It sure is.
You just don't trust yourself out on the way out on the corner.
You gotta get under this and you'll tear up this stuff.
You ought to see me painting the eaves of the house up there. Well, the ladder played out, you know, and I had to stand on that top rung and hold on to a nail and tiptoe.
That was rough.
And take the brush by the my little fingers, you know, the end of my fingers like that.
Oh, look at that, what you've done. Look what you've done. And you did all of that.
Yeah. You talk about balance. Now that's balance. Yes, sir.
Anyway, I tore that old Model A down. Tore that motor. And I never will forget. I ordered some rings from Munn's Underwear. See, now I'm gonna have to learn to set this ladder. You know what I mean? Before I get up here, I got to be able to look up there and see.
Yeah.
On the first floor.
Well, aren't you gonna... Oh, are you gonna work from the ladder now?
Yes.
You're not gonna work from that?
Well, I haven't got no
platform.
There to work from.
I believe you'll do better with a ladder.
Dad told my brother. He went down to South Florida. About my granddaddy, mama's daddy. And while he was gone, I tore his old car down.
Yes?
Yeah, I tore it up, tore the motor out of it. I mean, you know, I didn't run it, tear it up. I tore it up, taking it apart to fix it. I was going to rebuild it.
Your daddy?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Well, you didn't have much respect for him, did you?
No, it was a car. I tore the old car. It wasn't him, it was the old car I tore up. And of course, he come back and he got pretty much mad about that thing. He got pretty much mad.
Yeah, how about it?
And so I ordered some rings from Montgomery Ward. Picked that thing up, put it back together. The only thing wrong with it, I couldn't time it. I didn't know that you had to time a motor to make it run. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And of course, I knew a man down the road. Possibly might would help me with D. This after I done got my butt to work. And he, he timed it for me. Crack that thing up. Run like a stainless steel.
Mm-hmm. Your first job.
Yeah.
So your reputation was saved.
I had a reputation.
But your daddy couldn't take back that.
He told my brother.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you done run out. That's what you done, what you done.